Hi, welcome back to the pod.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Sophia Wilson-Pelton.
I'm Hannah Wakefield.
And this is I'm the Devil Pod of Vanderpump Rules.
Rewatch podcast.
Oh, it does hurt to talk because of the oral surgery I had.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Okay. We're both down bad today.
I know.
Sophia had oral surgery. I'm tired. My thing is that I'm tired.
Sorry, my phone is playing. Sorry, it literally was just playing, music. Was playing me my slideshow. Yeah, playing me a slideshow of myself set to clown music. Well, it's not that you're tired. It's that you had to go to work at 5:30 a.m.
Yeah, 2 days in a row.
I'm literally like, the problem with the way that my face feels right now is that it's particularly painful to smile and laugh, which is obviously not like
do so much smiling and laughing.
Trying not to do it right now.
I'll just be extremely dry this whole episode.
I'm going to be in a kind of dour mood. Right. But if you guys notice that I'm laughing less this episode, know that I'm laughing in my heart.
Laughing in spirit.
What sexy, unique thing happened to you this week? Wait, also for the record, this is the third podcast we've recorded this week.
Yeah. So it's kind of more like what sexy, unique thing happened to you today.
Yes.
Or it's last night.
The sixth.
Yeah.
Because we do bonus episodes too.
Yes,
are. So just know that. We're breaking our damn backs.
We're literally podcast machines right now. Mm-hmm. Something sexy and unique happening to me right now. The patrons know I've got a backwards cap on.
Yeah, you do.
I put that shit on just for you guys. Mm-hmm. So that's cool.
It looks amazing.
Looking extremely gay style. Shout out to the gay community.
Do you want to get your cat? You're being distracted
no,
by her.
No, I just love when she does that. It's so cute. Can
okay,
see?
Well,
okay, I'm looking
see.
Away. I'm looking away.
Literally, you start talking more slowly and staring at your cat.
She's so cute. We look. It's so cute.
I know. I love she is so cute.
Okay.
But
I'm
we have to not pay attention to her.
The other sexy, unique thing happened to me that happened to me this week is that I painted the floors of my dollhouse.
Oh my God, amazing.
So it's really coming together.
What color did you paint them?
Blue. Random.
And look at all the beautiful wallpaper you have.
I know. I wallpapered the inside of the house.
Looks amazing.
I painted the floors blue.
It's so cute.
I will be adorning it, various rugs, maybe some other flooring.
I'm really excited for the rugs.
Furniture.
You should come over and look through my miniature cabinet and see if there's anything you want.
Yeah, you don't want those?
Well, like,
maybe
I
if
love
there's
them.
Like a little bed or something.
I don't have a little bed, but you should just see if there's anything that speaks to you.
Okay, that would be amazing.
I mean, like, I have a bunch of stuff, so it's like I don't need all of it.
Wow, you are a fantastic friend.
Well, and like literally my ex gave me every single one of those things, and
right.
I kind of was like,
right.
How long will that be on the wall?
Right, and it is funny to say I don't need all of it. Sort of needing none of it.
No, I mean, I don't need 100 miniature items. I had an amazing dinner last night. I went to this restaurant called Mission Chinese in Chinatown. Go figure.
Manhattan or Brooklyn?
Manhattan.
Brooklyn one is my neighborhood.
That's so true. And we had just like an amazing, literally an amazing feast of food. I did have to be careful because like it did make me feel sick, obviously. Like,
right. Are you eating a bunch of noodles and rice?
Well, we had cabbage salad, which was good. It was really salty. That was actually my least favorite thing. Oh. And then we had, but it was still good. Yeah. Everything was really good. And then we had wings that were really spicy, really good with like a dry rub on them. Crazy, crazy good.
I love wings.
Yeah, really good. And then we had it was called like thrice baked bacon. It was like bacon with rice cakes, like tteokbokki kind of.
Yeah.
Is that how you say that?
I know what you're talking about. Not sure though.
Whatever. Like that. I don't know. That was crazy good. And then we had the star of the show were these garlic crab noodles.
Yummy.
That were so good. We need to go there.
Yeah.
I actually left and I texted two people immediately being like, we have to go to this restaurant.
That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, I would love to, especially now that I just learned I like seafood.
I know.
Branching out.
The noodles didn't even, you would love them. Crab is such a mild flavor too.
Still, crab is one I haven't had.
Oh, well, you would like it. But you've had lobster?
I just had it.
And you liked it?
I just had it with you.
To me, they are like, I mean, I'm sorry if people are going to be mad at this. It's literally the same thing.
They look the freaking same.
Taste the exact same to me.
It's a red bug in the ocean.
Yeah. Really, really good stuff.
Haven't had it yet. Excited to try, though. Okay.
That was my sexy thing.
That's awesome. That is sexy.
Yeah. Should we just get right into it?
Yeah, let's start the ep.
Let's get into it. Season 2, episode 5, Sirlesque.
Sirlesque. Ooh.
We open at, you guessed it, sir. So Katie and Stassi are there to meet with Natalie because they're discussing Guillermo's surprise birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
Did you this whole time actually think that he was a gay guy? Or you just said that as a joke?
Yes.
Oh, I knew that they were married.
It was a complete and total shock to me that they were married. I couldn't believe it.
I know. They're married. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, good for them.
So
I learned a lot of things about Guillermo this episode that I was like, the fuck?
I know. There's some stuff we need to discuss. But basically, Natalie and Guillermo are married and it's Guillermo's 45th birthday. And Natalie wants to throw him a burlesque themed surprise party at Sir.
Yeah, hence the name Sirlesque.
Which is so funny.
Yep.
Literally so funny to throw your man a burlesque themed surprise party for his 45th birthday.
Yeah. And then we'll get to it. Be mad when it's about boobs a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah.
Not actually mad, but a little bit mad.
And basically, Natalie has called upon Katie and Stassi because she wants them to do a burlesque show, like a burlesque dance for Guillermo at his party because they used to take, it was a really unclear to me. It was a workout class, right?
Probably. Well,
they said like a couple years ago at Sir, all like the girls were taking a burlesque class and Katie and Stassi got into it and had a lot of fun doing it.
I don't know that it's necessarily like just a workout class. I think it's like a dance class. Adult dance class. That is like a way that people work out.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
But it really made me laugh that they made all the girls take it.
Well, that's another thing that I was confused about. They didn't clarify that. I was like, do you mean that you were required to take that or that it was just kind of like a trend among the employees?
No, I think it was like maybe like a, not necessarily required, but like maybe like a staff bonding thing.
Totally.
I wish my restaurant would do that.
Well, the way that this entire thing is actually an insane HR violation is so crazy.
Oh my God, I know.
Okay, so then also the girls like Katie and Stassi are like, oh, we did that 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it was like a class. Like they're like, we don't actually know burlesque.
We don't
like,
do burlesque.
We took a, it was like fun.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was like an actual burlesque class, but it is kind of like Zumba. Do you know what I mean? We are not burlesque dancers, obviously.
They didn't like actually like learn the technique of burlesque.
No, literally.
They were just having fun.
Yeah, like trying out a routine.
Yeah. It's like instead of Pilates this week, we'll do burlesque.
And like, so they're both kind of like, I don't know. And Natalie is like, you have to do it.
Yep.
This is where I'm like, this is so crazy. Like it's so funny and they obviously don't really mind, but it is so inappropriate for your employer to be like, you have to give my husband a burlesque dance for his 45th birthday.
Literally. And just you two.
I don't
wait. They also showed up to the restaurant at 10:15 in their workout clothes as they were told, and they were like, what are we doing? And she was like, it's gonna be so fun. No.
Yes. So then like these two other girls show up who I think are actually burlesque dancers. Yes. Who were those girls?
Those were a pair of
kind of Eastern European,
beautiful, sexy Eastern European girls that Natalie and Lisa hired to do choreo.
So then
hair, makeup, and costume.
The question remains, those girls attend the party. Why did they not give the burlesque show for Guillermo?
I think that
they wanted it to be in-house talent.
Yeah, I think so.
Amazing.
Because they were there like at the party dancing around.
Yeah, but it's like, so why did they not do the special little show?
I don't know. It would have made the show way better.
Yeah, of course. So then these like beautiful Eastern European girls show up to teach Stassi and Katie their dance.
Yeah, wait. Their names are Alina, Marina, and Karina.
For some reason, I thought there were only two of them.
No, there's three.
Amazing.
Alina, Marina, Karina.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Lisa is looking really hot, BTW.
Uh-huh.
She has such beautiful hair. Then Lisa's kind of yelling at them to like be sexier, like don't be shy and stuff like that as they're like trying to learn this little dance or whatever. Like,
Lisa is literally sexy, sexy, more sexy.
Yes. She's going Fabian mode. It's actually so inappropriate. It's crazy. At one point, Lisa briefly puts on nipple tassels like over her tank top.
Yep.
Yeah, one of the burlesque dancers, the professional ones, comes out with the nipple tassels on and like her tits out. And Stassi's like, is that what I have to wear? And I was like, literally, is that what they have to wear?
That would be so deeply inappropriate.
Well, at this point, I truly didn't know because of like everything that they were like in foisting upon these girls. And I was like,
and then Natalie is like, that is too much. And Lisa is like, why are you being so rude? This is perfect.
This is their place of work.
Stassi goes, I don't want to wear those. And Lisa goes, well, you can't have your boobs just out.
And it's girl, like, I don't think she's saying
it's
it like
not that part. It's not that. It's not that she'd rather be fully naked. Now we're at Sir again. We're still at Sir, but it's the nighttime. And Sheena is showing Ariana around the restaurant, kind of showing her the ropes, giving her a little best friend training.
That's what my note said too.
Aw, something I took note of. Two big things from this scene. One,
right.
Sheena and Ariana both love the word cray. Have you noticed that? Because Sheena said it last episode.
I did not clock that.
And Ariana said it this episode.
That is so funny. I did not clock that.
One thing I know about Sir, everybody here is cray.
Period.
Secondly, Ariana is wearing a tank top that mm-hmm. has a deep low back.
Yeah.
She looks amazing from the front.
Mm-hmm.
From the back, the way that her bra is looks so accidental.
What, is it like twisted up?
No, it's just right there, and it's like just a regular black bra under like a fully backless top.
Sure.
Not my favorite look.
The rest of the outfit is leggings and knee-high black boots, in case if you were going to touch on that. But
oh, yeah. And like a deep side part with the wavy blonde hair. Yeah. Her hair is so beautiful. I don't know why she does that. This scene is pretty short. It's basically just Sheena telling us again that she 100% believes that Ariana and Tom did not hook up
mm-hmm.
whatsoever, which is just such a mistake in the Cerniverse.
Yes. And it's just, I think Doth protests too much.
Well, if you ever have to say that you 100% believe somebody about something,
You're wrong
and they're lying.
No, obviously you're
wrong. That has always been the case.
Well, also Sheena says every other girl is intimidated by the hot new tiny blonde with the great ass, and then it cuts to her slapping Ariana's ass.
Yeah, it has always seemed to me that Sheena has had a little bit of a thing for Ariana.
A little bit. Yeah,
Sheena famous bisexual.
Seems like that to me.
Sheena is a famous bisexual.
And so is Ariana.
Yeah.
Seems like that to me too.
I think that people sleep on Sheena being a bisexual. Something's happening to me. I can't stop saying gay guys in a weird way. And now I'm saying a bisexual. I'm sorry to my community.
Yeah, please don't apologize.
But she was in a relationship with a woman before she met Shay.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny to imagine. Sorry.
Sheena being gay?
What
girl?
Yeah, I just want to know what girl.
Not a girl I know, but there's got to be one out there.
I know. It's awesome to imagine. That would make me so happy to see them, that couple.
Me too.
Make me laugh so hard.
It's like the kind of girl that, it's like Bella Thorne.
Literally, yeah.
She's like hooking up with a Bella Thorne type.
Yeah, 100%. Also, Sheena introduces Ariana to a girl named Tyranny and then makes everyone twerk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I did. Yeah.
But
Ariana's pretty good at twerking.
Yeah.
Ew, Sheena is like...
Sheena is like horny for Ariana.
Yeah, she is. And she's just like literally awkward. Like these other two girls are just sitting there like on their break.
Yeah.
And she comes up and she's like, everybody twerk.
I know. It was so strange.
Stop.
It was very, very strange.
They're resting.
Let them rest.
Let them rest.
And we're at Kristen and Tom's. Stassi shows up with her fake Birkin. Don't know if you clocked that.
I didn't.
She did show up with a fake Birkin. Or real. Who am I to say?
She could have spent all her rent and all her food money on that.
Yeah, $150,000.
She doesn't have it.
Okay, so Stassi tells Kristen that her room looks mm-hmm. pretty, and the room obviously looks like shit. They have navy jersey sheets. It's like, it's what I wrote down is that it's giving Sims.
It is giving Sims.
It's giving literally Sims.
Well, Stassi also says it looks pretty for once.
Yeah, it looks like really bad.
It looks really, really bad.
She just means it's literally clean.
I know. So can you imagine that room like... as a sty, you're having your friends over being like, sorry, it's a little messy.
It's so gross. So then basically what is happening right now is that Stassi is helping Kristen pick out an outfit for her what they literally call her passport photo shoot.
Yeah.
A passport photo is a tight shot of you basically shoulders up.
Yeah. And you take it at a CVS or at the library.
Yeah. They're picking out a whole outfit for Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
And they called it a photo shoot, which made me laugh.
Are they all getting their passport photos done together? Because she calls it the passport photo shoot.
Well, that's what they're acting like, because then later Stassi is also picking out an outfit for herself.
Yes.
And be like, I'm just going to hoist my tits up super high.
Do we have a trip coming up this season? I don't think so.
I don't know.
It's not like they're going anywhere all together.
I have literally no idea. Yeah, it's Kristen's first passport, and we learn that Kristen has a mugshot from her DUI.
Yeah.
But luckily, she looks really hot in the photo.
Yep.
She explains it by saying, I sort of got this DUI.
Yeah.
And then Jax calls Stassi and tells her that he's in the hospital because he has a lump in his chest.
Wait, can I say something before that?
Yes.
Which is that Stassi was like, you know, Kristen is crazy because Stassi is crazy.
Yeah.
And Stassi is like, Kristen is literally insane because yesterday she was storming out of brunch screaming at all of us. And then this morning she called me to be like, can you help me?
No.
Get styled.
No, literally explaining the symptoms of having BPD.
Yeah.
That made me laugh, obviously.
Yeah, me too.
Uh-huh.
And Kristen is acting so normal, being like, hi. Yeah,
literally. Completely forgot.
Yeah.
Wiped from her memory.
Yep.
But yeah, so then Jax calls Stassi and tells her that he's in the hospital because he has a lump in his chest.
Yes.
And she's like, can men get breast cancer? Yeah, everyone can get breast cancer.
Yep.
But that's not what he has.
No.
And then, I got so excited. I love this storyline so much.
Me too.
Basically, Stassi's like, well, you should probably stop taking all of your protein supplements.
Yes.
And Kristen is like also really engaged listening to this, I think, because she has her love for Jax.
No, dude, she's rapt. Like the look in her eye is like terrified.
Yeah, she looks really scared
something's gonna happen to her secret bae.
When Stassi picked up the phone, she goes, oh, he just texted me.
I know. Later in the episode, he goes, I called Stassi first. No.
You texted Kristen first. I don't know. They basically are just like, he's taking all these supplements, that's why. And then Kristen says that sometimes she thinks that Sandoval and Jax are taking estrogen. Like, she's like, sometimes I think that Jax and Sandoval think they're taking testosterone, but really they're taking estrogen because they get so moody.
Yeah, she goes, you guys think you're taking tea, but you're... Oh, they didn't say tea. She did not say
tea. No, but that's what I wrote down too.
She goes, you guys think you're taking testosterone, but you're really taking estrogen because you're both very moody, very sensitive.
Which is honestly a great point.
Yeah, they are.
I think the testosterone also makes them moody. It just makes them rageful.
Well, yeah. It's the steroids are kind of giving them rage.
Yes.
Also, when Jax called, Stassi goes, are you by yourself? Oh, that's so sad.
It literally didn't sound like him also, but whatever.
Well, that's how he sounds when he's scared.
And then Stassi is just like, yeah, Jax is drinking these weird drinks all day long, like blah, blah, blah. Jax is on steroids, and this entire episode, they're going to pretend that he's not and keep saying, oh, he's taking supplements, he's eating too much protein. He's on steroids and he developed a lump in his chest from all the steroids that he takes.
Well, and we know that because when he shows the steroids on camera, they blur it out.
Yes.
They blur the bottle out. And then still we have to pretend that it's protein powder that's doing that to him.
Yes. I looked it up on Reddit just to make sure I wasn't like stupid. And everything was like, no, you literally can't get what he got from taking supplements or protein. No. You only get that from doing steroids.
No, you can't. I mean, we'll get to the scene. I have stuff to say about it.
Well, he also has a type of body where it's like you can basically only get that body if you're taking steroids.
On Reddit, I saw a thing that was like he really doesn't even work out that much. Just like blasts himself full of steroids and then goes to the gym like once a week to get his pump on. Sweet Lady Jane Bakery.
This is so funny.
It's Sheena, it's Lisa, and it's Natalie. And they're looking at cakes for Guillermo.
Yeah.
This is when I learned that Natalie and Guillermo were married. A massive shock to me.
I do remember when you said in the episode, like whatever episode ago, you were like the gay, little gay guy. And I didn't know if you were joking or not because I was like, I'm pretty sure he's married to Natalie. And then I just kind of forgot about it until this episode.
Well, and here's why I thought he was perhaps gay.
Well, he looks
gay. Well, I think he is gay still. A little bit. A little bit. Because when they were planning Pride last time, Lisa was like making jokes about him loving the color pink.
Yeah,
she loves to do about other gay guys. Gay guys.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know.
Not ruling anything out.
I take people as they are. So I guess I take him as straight. Whatever. They're shopping for these cakes. Sheena can't stop thinking about her own wedding, which is...
It's literally unbelievable.
Surprising to everybody because she's not even engaged.
No.
Not even a little bit engaged.
She keeps bringing up wedding cakes.
She really, really would like to look at the wedding cakes.
It's so crazy. And Lisa was like, did he propose?
Yeah.
She was like, no, of course not.
And Lisa was like, okay, then stop. They go outside with the wedding cake designer to flip through a binder of cakes to look at. Mm-hmm. They're looking at some of the fugliest cakes ever, like a cell phone or like a shoe. Natalie goes, do you think you have anything that, have you ever made a heart-shaped cake?
The cakes are literally so ugly. It literally, it's like a giant shopping bag.
Yes.
And it's like hyper-realistic kind of. It's kind of like...
Illusion cakes.
Yeah. It's like an early version of Is It Cake or whatever.
That's what I was going to confess that I have kept to myself. Whatever.
Wait, what do you mean?
I've been watching the Try Guys and they did a video about illusion cakes.
Oh, okay.
That's my secret.
That makes no sense.
That's my secret. I was going to tell Sophia a secret on the pod, totally. But I held it in.
Sorry. It was so funny bringing up Is This Cake and then you saying that's what I was going to confess. I was like, wait, what are you going to confess?
Talking little nonsense. Mm-hmm. My brain is like rewiring itself as we speak.
Yeah, it's okay. You're learning. Your synapses are firing and you're relearning.
They're firing in ways they've never fired before.
But you're going to have a completely amazing and new grasp of the English language once we're done with this episode.
Yeah, it's going to be completely, nobody else is going to be able to understand it.
Except for me.
Yeah, except for you. And all the other little devils out there.
Yes, exactly.
Speaking our own secret code. Lisa is like, let's do a titty cake.
It's so funny. The way Natalie is like, do you guys have a heart? And then Lisa's like, what about tits?
What about tits? She says tits a bunch of times. Yeah. They flip to a page. The lady is like, yes, of course we can do tits. We've done it before. We'll do it again. They flip to a page, a pair of really big boobs, whatever. Yes. Natalie is like, that is not Guillermo's taste. Her French accent.
Because Natalie has tiny little boobs.
She pulls her jacket back and is like, can you model it off of this? Like one of the smallest boobs I've ever seen. No shade to that. Literally loving.
Yeah. I love tiny tits.
Me too. I like them all sizes. I like whatever. Ew. I was about to perv.
We don't have to get into it.
I like them big better, but no big deal.
Couldn't help myself.
Lisa is like, Natalie, we cannot model them off of your tits. We need to feed at least 100 people. Yours wouldn't feed hardly anybody. So they settle on the big tit cake. And Lisa says, gorgeous pink voluptuous tits for 50.
Yep. Tom and Ariana are shopping together. Tom says he wants the smell of the store bottled up, which is literally a fucking disgusting thing to say about a huge clothing store.
So gross.
Like, what the fuck?
Ariana goes, like, old wigs.
Literally.
Want that bottled
up? Because you know he just thought that shit sounded so cool, what he said. And it's like, that is literally just, it smells like musty.
Yeah, it smells musty. It smells like a bunch of other people's clothes literally shoved into one room. But it is.
The oils from other people's bodies collecting in one room together. Fucking nasty freak.
Smell of human. Human smell.
And then... It's very sexual. Eusexua. And then... Oh, it hurts. I literally can feel my face getting more swollen.
Oh, no.
Worth it. So then in the talking head, Tom is like, Ariana has this dry, smart-ass sense of humor, which is like the second time someone has said this, because Sheena said that last episode, which is funny to me.
I know.
It's just funny to me because they're all like, Ariana is so different.
You know
Ariana
what?
Ariana is so quirky.
I would love to see them fuck around with an actual quirky girl.
Oh, yeah. Straight up quirked up freak.
It's like, what would happen?
Brains would melt.
Like a hot...
Heads would roll.
She can be hot still.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, she has to be actually weird.
What is gonna... Like, how would they react? Would they like her?
They probably would.
Yeah. They'd be like, she's weird.
No, literally. But he's just like obsessed with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wrote down that like Ariana is so cute and she is objectively so much cooler than all the other girls.
I know.
Like, yeah, she is just like much cooler than all the other girls.
Yeah.
She doesn't really have a discernible and present personality disorder. And she also just like, she just is clearly way less insecure than all of them.
Well, I'll say this. She doesn't have a boyfriend who's been beating her down for years.
Yeah, 100%.
So that is tough for the other girls to like, I don't know how they could ever meet her level.
Yeah.
Because they're just constantly being stepped on by their boyfriends.
But later we do learn that she said that she was in an extremely toxic relationship before this.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
And it's like really scarred her in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just funny because she is like literally so much cooler than the other ones.
I would say like mainly what I took from this scene and definitely the beginning of this scene is just that like we said before, none of the couples ever laughed together. They are literally laughing and having so much fun. No, they're the only ones who ever do.
They have amazing chemistry together.
Yes.
Ariana says that she and Tom always find themselves getting into quote unquote random adventures.
Yes.
Which I was thinking is like, for this type of straight person, that is actually one of the worst things you could hear about your boyfriend, that he is getting into random adventures with another girl.
Obviously,
would cut so deep.
I was thinking that. Oh, the way I wrote down, if I were Kristen, this would make me...
Kill myself. No, literally.
Dude, because that actually is devastating.
Yeah, because like...
He and Kristen haven't had fun together, maybe ever.
No. I know there's so many things going on culturally. It's like kind of like Tumblr era where you're like, let's just get in the car and drive and like have fun. And you're like, it's so cool. They're just like going vintage shopping and having fun, like blah, blah, blah. And then on kind of an interpersonal level, Kristen and Tom have literally zero fun together.
Yes. And no chemistry.
No chemistry. So it's just like, that's devastating to learn.
I mean, she is being replaced by like the it girl of the moment, like a girl with like long blonde wavy hair parted to the side, wearing like tiny shorts, a button down, quirky glasses, boots.
I loved her quirked up glasses.
Me too. She is like the girl of 2015.
No, literally.
And she's going on crazy random adventures with your boyfriend.
It's brutal.
Wow. That would break me.
It would break me too. Ariana is just like, I hope that once we're all working together, Kristen will realize that she doesn't have anything to worry about. I don't think that's going to happen. She clearly has a lot to worry about. You guys get along tremendously well.
Everybody can see it.
And Tom is like, yeah, I'm especially worried about Ariana coming into Sir right now because Kristen and I are in such a good place.
That was so absolutely bananas.
They kind of are, though. We'll see later on.
Day
but
and
it's
a half.
Been, of course, 72 hours. Yeah.
Well, did you notice how drama Tom was? They were like having fun and laughing and whatever. And he goes, so amazing to be here to distract myself from all the other bullshit going on.
I know.
Tom, come on.
It's crazy.
Also, like, why would you bring your girlfriend up?
Also, okay, here's my thing. The way they're acting is so crazy if they are fucking. And I do think they are. But I do think there's also a tiny chance that they are merely having an emotional affair.
I think that they're having an emotional affair.
I kind of do too. But then I'm also like, Tom is addicted to cheating, and I feel like you guys are fucking.
I think that they are cheating in a way that nobody else on this show cheats, which is
literally worse.
Worse, yeah, because you are building an emotional connection. I think they might
they're
have
just
had,
like, going on full dates.
They're going on full dates.
It's literally so humiliating that they're being filmed going on dates together, and he has a girlfriend
I know.
On the show.
And Kristen is like literally sitting at home cleaning the apartment. He's like, I'm going to go take Ariana out to dinner.
So embarrassing. This sorry.
It's literally really
it's
humiliating.
It's literally humiliating. They're like so into each other.
Yes.
It's crazy that they're acting so into each other
well,
on camera.
Well, that's why it's like, if I were Kristen, I would be like, we just have to break up. This is such a bad look for me.
It's hard because she's trying so hard to be cool girl though about
she
it.
She really wants to be cool girl, and she loves Tom down.
I know.
Quote unquote. Kristen, quote, I love Tom down. End quote. I don't. Oh, I was going to say the kind of cheating that they're doing is like, I feel like their faces are getting really close to each other. They're wanting to kiss and then they're looking away, pulling away.
Literally. I kind of think that they aren't fucking and that they're doing that, which is so
I
much
think
worse.
So too.
I'm imagining them like doing that shit, doing stuff where they're like, okay, this is, you want to know what I'm imagining?
Yeah, of course.
This is their random adventure.
Let me into your inner world.
They're going on a drive and they're going on a drive around Mulholland.
Oh my
pulling
God.
Pulling the car over, like sitting on
oh
the.
Oh my God. Sitting on the roof of the car, yeah. Looking over at the city
holding
lights.
Holding hands.
Yeah. Or like hands next to each other.
Literally.
And then like looking at each other and then being like,
literally. Because I feel like they would.
Oh, they're just like falling in love with each other.
Yeah. I also feel like, I don't know, to them, it just seems like that is like the narrative that they would love.
Well, they think that they're this like indie couple. I mean, He thinks he's like an indie rock
they
star.
They literally are like, we are in a movie.
Yeah.
That's why it's like giving that to me more than them like actually fucking. And then maybe sometimes they have like a chaste kiss.
I think so too.
Oh, ew. They're probably having the most perverted hugs where they're like hugging and breathing
ew,
so deeply
stop.
Into one another.
Stop. Hugging for so long.
And being literally like, like inhaling.
This is all we have right now.
That's my theory. I'm sorry if it's like naive.
Ew, wait. I've like literally seen people do hugs like that before. I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
Oh, I've had it done to me.
Yeah. I've hugged someone like that in high school before, I think.
I don't know that I've ever given a hug like that because I'm not amazing at physical touch.
Or I've participated in it.
But
not,
I have.
Not I'm doing that upon someone without their consent, obviously.
Okay, now we're at Jax's apartment. This is an amazing scene.
This is an amazing scene.
Stassi knocks on the door. Jax opens it. She's holding a cake that says, no more supplements. Mm-hmm. No more supplements cake.
Mm-hmm. Damn, she got that shit mocked up fast.
I know. She's funny.
She is funny.
Stassi knows immediately that this health scare.
Crying at the people on Patreon watching me.
They probably will like it.
I think they will too. Just for the people who aren't watching on Patreon, I'm literally rolling a Celsius all over my swollen ass cheek. It feels so good.
We can put some like ice in a bag.
I'm going to get ice. Like I have to get ice when we're recording the next thing.
Okay, cool. Stassi knows kind of from the second that Jax calls her that this health scare is literally just from his steroids. He is going to kind of pretend the whole episode like he thinks it could be cancer, but
he was pissing me off
so
much. Like I think I actually have been having more of a capacity to get angry since I've started taking testosterone, and now when I watch him it makes me like boil inside in a way that it wasn't before.
I was getting mad at him and I was getting mad at everybody else.
My
too.
Supplements are making me mad at him. And I think it might be cancer.
I just got protein powder yesterday. I'm furious. My tits have gotten huge.
Yeah.
Anyways,
my protein powder is giving me breast cancer. Hello. Anyway, sorry.
It's so
he's
dumb.
Like so dumb. It's crazy.
Well, he's not dumb because he knows that. I mean, he is, but he knows that's not. He knows it's not breast cancer. She shows up. She gets the cake. They're sitting down. They're talking about the health scare. He's like, I'm really scared. It totally could be cancer because my dad has had lumps under his armpits. And then my mom, quote unquote, has had, quote unquote, like 7 lumps.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck
my mom has
about.
Had like 7 lumps. Okay, say more. What do you mean? Where?
And also Stassi is immediately like, what did your doctor say? Because she knows he's lying.
Yes. Then they start going through his.
Or being dramatic or whatever.
Yeah. She's kind of railing him about all of the supplements and whatever. Calling them loser medication, mm-hmm. which is amazing.
It literally is loser medication.
Yeah, it is. It is loser medication. And he's like, my doctor says the only one that's bad for me is this. And he pulls out a bottle and it's all blurred out. It's his steroids.
But do you think that even is his steroids? Because I feel like his steroids are something. I feel like he's injecting his steroids.
I think he's probably doing a mix, maybe both.
You are so right, Queen.
Yeah, because of how many he's taking.
Yeah. But also, I'm going to be honest, everything was blurred out.
Oh, even the protein powders and stuff?
I think they just can't show the brands.
Oh.
But that one was in a bottle that was suspicious.
Yes.
It was in like a white medicine bottle, and the other ones were like clearly you could tell it's like pre-workout or like protein powder or whatever.
Yes. So he shows this fully blurred out bottle, and he's like, this is the only one that's bad for me. And she is basically like, I don't believe you.
Yeah, obviously. Why would she?
Yeah. Well, it's also like, I'm sure that you showed one of the things of steroids that you're taking to your doctor. And he said, that's the one that's bad for you. But you're taking a bunch more than that.
Of course.
So like she gets pissy at him because he's like drinking a protein shake in the middle of their conversation. And she's like, this is what gave you the lump.
Yes.
And he's like, they are not bad, Stassi. I've been taking them since high school. And this is the first time I've had a problem with them. No, dude, it's been building since then.
And she also is like, yeah, it's okay to have like a protein shake or two a day. She says that he drinks them all day and all night.
All day and all night. It's like you're drinking them while you're drinking alcohol. Why?
I think that he literally doesn't eat normal food and just drinks protein shakes.
She says that he drinks them like water.
So crazy.
I know he's not drinking any water at all.
No, we've discussed this before.
Yeah.
Sorry. Also, she says that the pills that he's taking are like doing coke and heroin, which is really
funny. Yeah, she does. Which is especially funny because I know that they do a bunch of coke.
Yeah, I said it's funny because one, no, it's not. And two, y'all are doing a bunch of coke.
Yeah. She also in a little bit says that he's on drugs. And he's like, I'm not on drugs. Wait, you guys are all on drugs.
Yeah, you are on drugs.
You're all on drugs.
Yeah, and you're also, it's like, yeah, steroids are drugs and they're making your personality work. Like, you are on a bunch of drugs.
Yeah, they're changing your personality and your body.
Yeah, 100%.
For the worse.
100%.
They go to the kitchen and she starts dumping out all of his protein powders and supplements mm-hmm. into the sink.
It literally is like, what are all of those things, though?
It's like pre-workout, post-workout.
But some of it's like, I don't know. What were those yellow capsules?
I don't know what those
were. I literally was like,
I do not know what those
it's
were.
It's so crazy. It's like, because I take, obviously, I have protein powder and I take pre-workout. It's like, those are, as far as I know, kind of the two things
those
you can
do. Those are two things.
And it's like, those are the two. It's like, what the fuck else is he doing?
I don't know. I mean,
he's just buying shit from like the internet that is obviously like.
I don't even think he's buying it online because it feels like pre that era. I think he's going to GNC and literally just like
buying
stocking
whatever.
Up. Yeah. Probably asking the guy who's working there, like, how do I get a body like yours?
I wish we could have an itemized list of everything that he ingests in the course of one day.
Oh my God, me too.
So bad.
Jax Taylor, what I eat in a day. If we DM him that, he will do
but including pills and supplements. No, yeah. He won't be honest about it.
I know. I saw him do his cheat day dessert. He made a TikTok about it.
What was it?
He has like...
Ew. He is so fucking nasty.
It's so funny. Okay, he has spread out on his counter like five bags of chips, like 10 different kinds of candies. They're all in like sealable containers.
Sure.
And he's like, it's time for my cheat dessert.
No,
whatever.
No.
He's so scary online now.
Yeah.
And he picks out like one peach ring, one Dorito, like one pretzel rod.
Me.
And has them in a little bowl. And then there's like filming himself eating them on the couch.
Ew.
Being like,
ew, he is
cheat
so
day.
Gross.
He's so gross.
He is so gross. Wow. That is like me in high school. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, literally me too.
But also it's like you're lying.
It's like me having a banana in high school being like, nature's candy. So good. I don't need anything else.
Hurts so good.
Literally. Oh, it's too sweet. It's too sweet.
Tastes like banana bread.
Something about this banana is giving banana
bread.
This, when she's dumping all the supplements out, has like 10 to 15 different supplements and pills.
It's just unbelievable. I'm like, what is all of that?
What is all of it? But this is when he's hitting his breaking point with Stassi. He is literally genuinely pissed off and he is, you can see it on his face, regretting the past year he has spent trying to woo her back.
I know. It is funny that because he also at the end of the episode, we'll see, has a moment where he actually like shuts
he
down on
actually
her.
Shuts
and
down on
so
her.
It's so funny that the turning point for him is, I hope that me doing this doesn't impede our ability to do TikTok clips, but it's so funny that the turning point for him is literally her throwing out his supplements.
I know. It fully turns him off of her.
Yes.
He starts calling her heartless and evil and in a real genuine way. So he's so pissed that she threw all his supplements out and she was like, you need to stop taking all of these. Stop taking your loser medications. You need to get your life together. He's like, I do have my life together. I'm working on my sweater line.
Oh my God.
She goes, shut the fuck up about your sweater line. You actually literally need to stop because I want to be a designer for real and you're kind of undermining everything that I've been working on. You don't know how to have a sweater line.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, show me your sketches. Show me the fabrics you've picked out if you're really working on a sweater line. And he just keeps repeating, I'm meeting with somebody.
I'm meeting with somebody. Yeah.
She goes, you don't know how to do it. He goes, I'm meeting with
this
somebody.
This is exactly what we were saying last episode. It's like there's no way he knows how to make a single step towards starting a sweater line, obviously.
No, he doesn't. He has to meet with somebody to learn his first step.
Oh, well, also that's a lie. He's not doing
I know that. He's not meeting with somebody. He would be saying their name.
Yeah, of course.
He's just meeting with somebody. Basically, He just feels that Stassi has turned this entire health scare around as a chance to demean him mm-hmm. and belittle him and make fun of him. Mm-hmm. And he's over it. He is tired of her doing that. Yes. He thinks she is heartless and evil. Mm-hmm. And it is absolutely incomprehensible that she wouldn't care about him in this moment. Mm-hmm. And that's the end of that scene.
I have a couple things to say. First of all, she says, Jax, you're not a sweater designer. He says, what do you mean I'm not a sweater designer?
Yep.
You are not a sweater designer.
You haven't designed a single sweater.
What do you mean? What does she mean? Second of all, I don't know what I literally don't know what he expected. Like, he knows who Stassi is.
I know, but he doesn't think about other people when he just doesn't think about other people.
I know. It's just so crazy because it is like she's acting exactly in line with this is exactly how I would have expected her to act.
I know.
And also it is like she is showing him care. She's being mean, but he needs to stop taking all those supplements.
Yes,
like
she literally is showing him the most care out of anybody by being honest with him.
He keeps being like, I just wanted a hug. I just wanted comfort. And it's like, well, she's not going to give you that. And honestly, what she's doing, it's her twisted way of showing you care. Like, she could have been nicer about it. I don't care. Didn't want her to be because it's Jax and I hate him. But it is like, all this shit is like genuinely bad for you. And she is actually doing you a huge favor. You have to stop taking this stuff. It's so bad for you. It's crazy.
I know. And she was caring towards you.
Yes.
But it's just that you immediately started being like, it's not all of my supplements. I need to drink my protein shakes. So obviously she's going to be like, you have to stop.
Well, and I also just noted, like, they need to stop hanging out together, obviously.
I know, like, especially, I mean, hanging out one-on-one is, like, really, every time.
No, it's just going to devolve into an argument every single time, obviously.
Yeah.
They cannot hang out together.
They're not even, they don't make a good set of friends.
No. So then we're at Stassi's apartment. Katie and Stassi are hanging out. They're nervous for the burlesque show. I wrote, duh.
Yeah, obviously.
Katie says she's worried that she's going to trip or slip, so she's going to put maxi pads inside of her shoes.
Yeah, that, I mean.
She had to have been lying, right?
Yeah, obviously.
She literally pulls out a pair of high heels and then is like, so just to like secure my foot, I'm going to put these in, and then pulls out huge maxi pads.
Only thing that is going to do is make your shoes not fit.
Yeah, your foot wouldn't even fit in there if you did that. And they have literally.
See the wings.
Girl, you know that there are literally like things, little sticky things that you can buy at the store to put in your shoes that keep your feet secure in there.
She's also not wearing like a strappy sandal. She's wearing like a fitted heel. Heel with like a back and a front.
It's unbelievable.
Back, front, and sides is a structured shoe. And also, I mean, their dance routine is not that intense. It's basically just walking.
Yeah. No, of course.
So
it's like alternating between Stassi's apartment and Katie and Tom's house where the boys are hanging out. So Tom is cooking for Sandoval and Jax again, making food that looks so fucking busted. Wait, as always, he says, I'm making mac and chisel. What?
I wrote down that whole little thing because it made me laugh so much.
Read the whole list of shit that he's making for them?
He said, we're going to go Juicy Lucy's.
Yep.
We've got veggie kebabs, corn, mac and chisel. I'm going to go D-step with these nachos. It's going to be spicy.
Right.
And then what Jax says immediately after.
Oh, Jax says, I have cancer.
Yeah. It literally is Tom Schwartz going, nachos. It's going to be spicy. I have cancer.
And then they fall silent for a second. They don't give a shit because they everyone care. Knows he doesn't have cancer.
Yeah.
They fall silent for a second and then they're like, oh, I dibs on your couch, dibs on your TV. The three things he needs, a TV, a couch, and a microwave.
He's such a fucking liar. Like, imagine if I went up to you guys and I was like, guys,
I have cancer. And then we just go silent.
And then start laughing at me.
Yeah, of course. It's like they obviously there's no reason to believe a word he says.
No, it's because he quote unquote loves drama. Tom it says is.
He does love drama. Tom obviously says, no Jax this loves whole drama. Episode he is being so dramatic. It's one of his favorite things to do is be dramatic.
Yes.
Oh my god, the way he is with like Lisa and Natalie later.
I know.
Then they kind of fondle his nipple so that they can feel the lump.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally like not this will be relevant later on. It's not visible to the naked eye.
No, it's lump. Not. I was looking for it so hard. It's you can't see it.
Well, because it's like literally underneath his nipple. So it just looks like his nipple.
Yes.
It's like protruding a little bit.
Yep.
They sit down to have their like fucked up meal that Tom that Schwartz just cooked for them. Their nachos and their mac and cheese.
Why are they always having Tom Schwartz cook as if he's a good cook?
I think he's probably, well, because Jax doesn't know how to cook because he only drinks protein shakes all day. And I think Sandoval probably doesn't know how to cook either.
Yeah. Sandoval doesn't need to know how to cook.
Schwartz knows how to like, knows literally
he
how to
turn
grill.
The stove on.
He can turn the stove on. So then they sit down and Tom is like, okay, so it's from all the supplements.
Yeah.
Yep.
They both are like, so you've got to stop taking all the supplements, yeah, right? And, huh?
I love this storyline. It's so funny.
Me too.
Sorry.
It's just is so funny how Literally everyone immediately is like, it's from all those pills you take, huh?
Duh.
From all of those jacked up shit you take, huh?
It's literally duh. That's like one of the most classic side effects of like steroids and like steroid use.
And he's so angry all the time.
Literally. And so then Jax like tries to tell them about his conversation with Stassi, and he just complains about her. Once again, I'm like, I just don't know what the fuck you expected from her.
Yeah. He goes, Stassi was going in on me on my quote unquote loser pills. And then he says, I don't know if she knows this, but I possibly could be having cancer.
Yes. He says, I don't know if she knows this, but I just gotten out of the doctor from a possibly having cancer.
From a possibly having cancer.
What?
He made me laugh.
He is like so dumb. It's crazy, obviously.
I possibly could be having cancer. So.
And like, no, you couldn't.
She is a heartless bitch. I possibly could be having cancer.
And then.
My mom has 7 lumps.
My mom has. He is this whole episode saying things that actually are nonsensical. Like, literally. So then it's Stassi and Katie again. Stassi is retelling the story to Katie about their fight, like, as Jax just did, but obviously opposite perspective.
Reverse.
Just basically, like, Jax is a liar. This is all fake. And Katie is kind of saying, like, you need to be careful with Jax. You need to have a little bit more kindness and compassion. Shut the fuck up, Katie.
Fucking I don't fucking stop, give Katie. A shit it about was him. Literally making me so mad.
No, I know. This whole episode, I was getting so mad with Jax.
Yeah,
because
dude.
Because he literally is, like, reveling in having something that he can be, like, lording over her
it
head.
It just is so crazy. That after everything that happened last summer with Jax being an insane liar,
yes,
all of his tricks are working again on everybody. He is duping everyone except for Stassi, yes. And they're getting mad at Stassi.
Yes, and it's just like, we cannot give that man access to something that he can use to make himself into a victim. Like,
no.
It's so annoying.
No, he should not. No, he shouldn't it's have so like a any annoying. Kind of like kernel of truth to his excuses. It's not fair. It's not right.
Literally. And so like Stassi just yells about how Jax is a bad person who lies and can't keep his dick in his pants and only thinks about himself. True. Yep. Stassi also is like, it's my job. This is what we were saying, but she's like, it's my duty to call him out. And it's like, it literally is because no one else will.
Yeah, nope. I mean, everybody else is like,
once
full
again,
on throwing
he
him
like
a pity
needs
party.
To stop taking those supplements, like literally.
Yes.
There's no bad for
everybody
you.
Else is being like, literally being like, yeah, I don't think he has cancer, but he's really scared. We have to be really nice to him right now. No, you need to tell him to stop taking the pills because he's not even sick.
No. Okay. So then it's the boys again. And Jax is just like, every time Stassi was sick, I would take care of her. I don't believe you.
I don't believe you.
I don't believe you.
I don't believe you even for a second.
Bit. No, literally. I cannot imagine him being like, oh, I'll go grab you some Gatorade, babe.
No, he's definitely not like doing favors for her.
No, and he's acting like
He was saying like, yeah, I used to like make her soup or whatever. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't do that. And then Sandoval and Schwartz just tell him to quote unquote milk it and make Stassi feel really bad for what she did. And he's like, well, she doesn't have a heart.
Shut
sure.
the fuck up.
Once again, only one who's doing the right thing for you.
Literally, you don't have a heart, Jax, nor a brain. It's crazy literally. The way you're walking around.
Missing 2 vital organs.
Literally surviving off steroids alone. All right, we're at Sir again, and Sheena is talking to Lisa, and she is in fact tattling on someone.
Yeah, of course, her favorite fucking thing to do.
But I'm totally fine with it because this girl was annoying me. She's tattling on Danny for spreading.
This girl was annoying me.
I was like, know your place, Danny. You are not on this show.
Well, she was either being a producer plant or she was trying to get some screen time.
I think it's both.
Yeah.
Because Danny is telling rumors about Tom and Ariana.
Telling rumors.
Spreading them.
I like telling.
It's like when Meredith in the thing says telling lies, spreading lies.
Yes.
She's telling lies, she's spreading. Yeah. She's telling rumors, she's spreading rumors.
Yeah, she's telling rumors, she's spreading rumors.
Two different things. Danny has been spreading rumors about Tom and Ariana. She's been saying, to our knowledge, just that they have some kind of crazy chemistry together. Yeah. But I know for a fact she's telling people that they're fucking.
It doesn't matter if she's saying they're fucking or not. She's literally, last episode we saw her being like, they're being crazy.
Yes.
They have a weird, it's like, girl, you know what the, you know.
You understand the implication.
The implication of what you're saying.
That's why you're saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then Lisa chooses to confront Danny.
Wait.
For what?
Sorry, before that, Lisa says it would actually be easier for her if everyone just had a huge orgy.
Oh,
go on.
Yeah. Lisa is so sexual.
She is so sexual.
She is super sexual. She just wants everybody to fucking get it over with. Super sexual.
Super, super sexual.
So she is going to confront Danny about the whole rumor situation. She's speaking to her. Danny is like, I didn't say that they're hooking up, I'm just reporting what I saw, basically. And then Tom shows up.
It's funny because Lisa isn't even trying to contest the validity of what Danny said. She's basically just being like, why do you care?
Yeah, I know.
Why do you care that they're having an affair in front of, that they're playing in Kristen's fucking face?
I know. It's like, literally, Danny,
it's
just
so
like
funny.
Let it work itself out. It's gonna,
yeah, literally
everything's gonna blow up. But this is why I think she's both a producer plant and like trying to get her screen time, which is that I'm pretty sure the producers made her go up to Tom and Ariana when they were first bartending together in the garden. Yes. But I think that kind of since then she's been like milking it.
Yeah, for sure.
And pushing for
it. Well, it's exciting.
Yeah, she gets to be on TV.
Yeah.
Tom shows up and Lisa's like, Tom, you and Ariana have worked without issue for years. Isn't that right? And Tom goes, yes, without issue. And Danny says, without issue? That's not what I've heard.
Also, without issue is so funny because it's like,
yeah, they wouldn't have an issue with each other. They're fucking.
Exactly. It's not the right
getting
wording.
Getting along, it's amazing.
Like, yeah, it's the opposite of the problem. Like, yeah. Of course. Yeah, they're having an amazing time flirting and having sex together. Of course, there's no issue between the two.
Yeah, literally nobody's mad. It's probably like the most productive anybody's been at work in a long time. Literally. Tom is like vehemently denying the relationship. And then Kristen walks up and Lisa hates Kristen's guts, as we know, and is like, Kristen,
keep going. She literally tries to get her to
walk away. Walk away.
She's like, keep walking in the direction you were walking. Yeah. They're like having a conversation literally about her
relationship.
But I also understand because I'm sure that Lisa's afraid that Kristen's gonna start screaming.
I know, but Kristen decides to play it cool.
She's trying to be cool girl.
She's trying so hard
it's
to be so cool girl.
Funny how it's like the only time she can ever successfully be the cool girl is when her boyfriend is having an emotional affair right in front of her face.
I know.
It's like, girl.
I know. Actually feel so bad for her.
No, it is literally sad. It's like really, really, really embarrassing.
I know, because everybody is being like, Danny says it later and I don't know, she might say it now. I don't think so though. Everybody's being like, your relationship is so fucked, girl.
Yeah.
Like, your relationship is over. It's yes. so bad. And she's being like, I don't know, guys. I love Tom. He loves me.
Yeah.
It's just how it is.
Yes.
It's like, girl, no.
No, it's crazy. He cheated on you for an entire weekend in Vegas. You guys have been fighting so much. And now he is literally like being in love with someone else in front of your face. It's so embarrassing.
And it's the classic thing of like, why do you think he's so happy right now, Kristen?
Yeah.
Because his girlfriend just started working at his restaurant.
Yeah.
And honey, it's not you.
And you're not mad. Like, he's getting everything he wants.
He's getting absolutely everything.
Yeah. It's crazy.
He's having his cake and eating it too.
He quite literally is.
Yep. He gets to literally go on dates with Ariana.
Yeah. No, literally.
And Kristen's not allowed to do that or else she looks crazy. Yeah.
It's so funny.
But Danny is basically like, I know what I saw. I was just saying what I saw. It's like not a big deal. And Lisa is like, you two, enough of this. Blah, 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 blah. Like pissed off at Kristen.
Yeah.
As she always is. I don't know. So there's like funny. Tension brewing between Danny and Kristen and Tom and whatever. But Danny's such a minor character though.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. We have a really, really quick scene at a car dealership, at the Mercedes dealership, because Natalie is buying Guillermo a car. I'm like, that's amazing that you're throwing your man this party and getting him a car.
Yeah.
I wish that I had a sexy wife who would do those two things.
A sexy French wife who would buy me a Mercedes.
I know.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I know. So then we're at Sir for the burlesque party.
Woo!
The girls are getting ready for the show and they look fucking crazy, fucked up.
They look bad. Fucking crazy, fucked up, bad.
Bad.
Wow, I can't believe what they did to them.
Some of the worst that we've ever seen them look on the show. I'm going to explain to you how they look and it's not going to do it justice, but basically they have lace spray painted.
They have lace spray painted over their eyes.
Like they're wearing a... Like little, a little like blindfold.
Like a bandit.
They have the most fucked up hair you could possibly imagine. Some of them is like a really high braided ponytail right on the top of their head extension. Some of them have like, what is it called when it's like in the front?
They did like, for a lot of them, they did like a high bun and then added a braided extension where they did the braid coming towards the front and then wrapping around, sitting in a little circle right on the top of
like
their
braided
forehead.
Bang.
A braided bang.
And then they're wearing...
Oh, God. They gave Kristen the braided bang.
They gave... Kristen looks so bad.
Kristen looks...
It really does not suit Kristen. It really does not suit Kristen.
It's really too bad.
They have bright pink like falsies on.
Yeah.
False lashes on. And then the outfit isn't that bad. Like
no,
when
it's fine.
Sheena
it's like a sexy
puts
dress.
On the dress, no, none of the other accoutrements, she looks really cute.
Yep.
It's just kind of like a pink sequence dress that's like a halter, whatever.
And like backless.
Yeah, it's cute.
But oh my
they
God.
They look like demented. It's unbelievable. It's humiliating how bad they look.
I know.
It's crazy.
May I also say like,
it's literally so fucking embarrassing what they look like.
The girls that they hired that aren't working at Sir, but they hired for the party, are wearing a version of the dress.
Yeah.
It's like a leotard version.
Yeah.
Where it's like halter, backless, and then in the back is like a thong, like just a thong.
Well, someone there also had just the nipple pasties on.
Yeah.
Later. I don't
Why
know.
Did they do that?
I don't know.
For this party?
I don't know. I literally don't know.
Anyways.
Dossie says that she's quote unquote pretty buzzed, which means that she's like literally shit faced, obviously.
Yeah.
But I understand they're about to do something crazy and they look so embarrassing. Yeah, I'd hope that you're shit faced. It's like humiliating what's happening to her.
Katie said earlier in the episode, like, I need to figure out how much alcohol to drink to get through this night.
Yeah. And then they're like ordering more alcohol while they're getting ready.
Yeah, they're ordering a bottle of vodka.
Sheena shows up and is like, okay, no one told me that we're doing this. Yeah. Which is so funny and so crazy.
It's amazing.
She's like, no one told me that this was going on.
She goes, I spent so long on my hair and makeup today.
And she's like, I'm not putting this shit on, which I just like respect. Because I just can't. Guys, they look so bad. It's like crazy how bad they look.
I mean, if I didn't know that was happening at my work and then I showed up and that was being done, I would laugh so fucking hard. Wow. I would laugh right in my coworkers' faces.
I actually wrote down, I would sue my workplace if they made me do some shit like this.
Yeah.
And Stassi's like, I don't understand why Sheena won't do like the glam. She literally fire hoses her makeup on every day.
Yeah. But she's choosing to go quote unquote natural today.
Yeah. And so then Sheena relents and she puts the dress on. Okay. So then it's like later that night, the burlesque dancers are like ordering a drink from Jax and flirting with him.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, are you having fun? You look sad. We can cheer you up.
Yeah. They're being so, I mean, they had a script.
Yeah, of course.
But they are being like, you look so sad.
Yeah. Sorry.
Can we party with you?
They do have that accent.
You are so hot. What is your name?
They're literally giving Sorry like sexy singles in your area porn ad.
Yeah. They are. Yes, they are.
Then we see Stassi noting, like taking note of this, and she's like, oh, like I'm starting to actually feel bad for Jax because he isn't flirting back with those girls.
Yeah, he must be really sick or something.
Really sick.
Really scared.
Sure.
Christina Kelly was being mad at Danny because Danny just straight up didn't show up for work yesterday. So Christina Kelly had to work like a double and had to close for Danny. Right. And Danny is like, well, I tried to get somebody to cover it and they wouldn't. Okay, so you have to come in. And then she's like, it's not my fault. Kristen's an asshole. So clearly Danny just didn't want to work with Kristen. Yeah.
Well, also now it's like Christina Kelly is constantly covering for people because she was covering for Sheena last episode. I know. So yeah, I would be pissed if I were her too.
Well, Christina Kelly's not getting a check from the show. So
no,
she actually has to work.
Literal job.
She has to work her job. So they're having that little tiff, whatever. I think just to set up that Danny is like uncomfortable around Kristen.
Yeah.
But Kristen eagle eyes Danny from across the room and goes, Danny, so check it.
And just like remember that Kristen is wearing all of the stuff that we just explained to you.
Kristen looks so bad.
And it looks like particularly bad on her.
Oh my God, I don't know why it looks so bad on her.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Also, okay, I'm going to say something as a tall girl.
Sure.
I'm a really tall girl. I'm 5'11. Mm-hmm. Me and Kristen are probably around the same height.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you put a really tall girl in the same costume and outfit as a bunch of really small girls,
mm-hmm.
Well, the tall one starts to look like a monster.
Yes.
And so you've got Kristen in one of the most busted ass outfits and makeup of all time,
mm-hmm.
with a bunch of girls who are in the same outfit. Like,
okay.
Wow.
Wow.
Y'all would not believe what
y'all
just
would
happened.
Not believe the technical difficulties that we just experienced.
We have been chilling in my room for like an hour now waiting for shit to upload. So. The internet went out. And anyways, we're back. And I was saying that Kristen looks like a monster.
She does look like a monster.
Because when you're tall and you're surrounded by a bunch of small girls and you're fighting them, you look like the ogre and they look like the townspeople. 100%. It's happened to me a bunch of times.
Like the monster on the hill, Taylor.
So, and everybody is a sexy baby. Yes. And she's a monster on the hill. Yes, exactly. Precisely. Taylor Swift would love Kristen Doty.
Well, I don't know about that, but Kristen Doty, I'm sure, loves Taylor Swift.
100%.
Yeah.
Kristen is confronting Danny by saying to her, Danny, so check it, and beckoning her over. She basically wants Danny to shut the fuck up about her and Tom because she and Tom are doing really well and Danny shouldn't be speaking on her relationship. But Danny is like, okay, girl. Everybody can see what's going on in your relationship and it's really fucked up and it's really bad.
Yes.
And so all I'm doing is commenting on that. That's not a legal kind of free speech style argument.
Yes.
It is clear that even though Danny is being annoying, everybody must fucking hate Kristen.
Yeah.
The way everyone is backing Danny.
Yes.
Like everyone is like literally physically backing Danny.
Yes.
And Kristen is standing on her own getting ganged up on, more or less. And Danny is kind of like refusing to back down.
And then Tom is kind of standing to the side being like, avoiding.
Yeah. Well, Tom is at the bar making drinks like ear cocked to hear, but he will not be engaging.
No, literally.
No, he doesn't want any part of that. Ultimately, it doesn't really matter because Kristen says that everybody meddling with her and Tom's relationship is only making them stronger.
Which is unfortunately true.
Yeah, it is true. But like I said, Tom is happy because his beefy is like working at the restaurant.
Yeah.
So he's like not letting stuff like this shake him. He's literally happy right now. He wants to stay happy.
But Kristen is also like, of course, something that she loves is just like us against the world.
Yeah. Us against the world, just me and you.
Just me and you.
Okay, so now we're in the back alley. Stassi and Katie are sitting back out, sitting out there. And Sheena walks out and goes like, I did it.
She has the whole fucked up geesh on.
She's got the makeup on. Yeah. She's got the hair. She's got the outfit. She honestly looks kind of...
She's got the beat on.
She's got the beat.
Yeah.
She got the least beat.
Yep.
She honestly looks kind of cute. Kristen really looks the worst.
Did not take well to her. I don't know what's going on. For some reason.
Like, again, Kristen's not ugly, so I don't know why this didn't suit her. And the girls are being kind of nice to her, being like, nice job, Sheena. Yeah, yeah.
They're being randomly nice to her.
Good job, Sheena. Yeah. You put the makeup on.
Yeah.
Cool.
Kudos to you.
Yeah.
Lisa shows up with Guillermo and Natalie.
Yep.
Guillermo, they are walking him in. Basically, as Guillermo was saying, I don't like surprises. Everyone at the entire Sir restaurant
surprise!
Is like, surprise! Lisa and the talking head is like, I think he's overwhelmed. And it's like, yeah, he is overwhelmed. He doesn't like surprises, and you threw him in a huge, huge birthday
party.
This
isn't really his thing.
And then they bring out the bustier cake for him.
Yeah. Big boob cake.
By the way, actually was not what I thought it was going to be, because when they were at Sweet Lady Jane,
it was literally
just huge tits is what they showed that they were going to do. And they didn't even do that. They did something much more tasteful, a bustier cake.
They gave it a body.
Yeah. Because honestly, if it was going to feed 50 people, the tits would have had to be absolutely massive.
Yeah. Like actually comically large.
Yes, literally.
Also, that is just literally crossing a line. To do. You cannot just have a pair of massive boobs to give to your boss as his cake.
Sure, but they've crossed so many other lines that I would say that the tits is actually pretty far down on the
just
list of things.
So crazy to me. I mean, I guess it's crazy to me to learn that he's married to a woman, because before I was like, okay,
oh, we're having fun for the gay guy.
Not like gay guy, like gay guy. Having fun for the gay guy.
Not derogatory.
Now it is kind of like you're putting on a sexy show for a straight guy to jack it to. God.
Yes. Stassi and Katie come out and they do their little dance for him, which is like very low key. It's very slow.
I thought it looked fine.
They did a good job, but it's just like really low key. There's nothing embarrassing about it.
Yeah, but Sheena thought it was.
Well, I'm going to get to that. Okay, we already talked about this, but I was just like, I don't get why they didn't have the burlesque dancers do it. They're there. They're paying them and they're there.
Guillermo wants to see girls he knows dancing.
I don't think Guillermo gives a shit about this entire thing.
No, I think Lisa thinks that Guillermo wants to see girls he knows dancing.
It's literally Lisa's perversion and fantasy.
It is her perverted fantasy coming true. Literally. She gets to like play with her dolls and make them do sex stuff this episode.
And so then Sheena says that their performance is bad. And I was like, it wasn't.
No.
You're grasping at straws.
Also,
it was just too simple for it to even be bad. They literally just like walk in with fans and then kind of wave them around.
Yes.
It's not even dancing.
And I was like, Sheena, you're really gonna see something bad about them performing?
We saw what you did at the Roxy.
Girl, I see what you're capable of.
Then Natalie gives Guillermo keys to his new car.
Yes.
And then this is when we learn that Lisa says that...
This was confounding to me as well.
Lisa says that 7 years ago, Guillermo was a dishwasher.
Yes.
Hello?
And that he's a true example of the American dream.
I said... ... Is there any way that's true? ... If so, gives me hope.
Me too. I mean, that's an amazing story. If true. Can't be.
I mean, I guess it's so hard for me to believe that you're a dishwasher and then 7 years later you own your... But I guess it's possible.
Here's the tea.
If you hustle and make enough connections.
The restaurant is old. It's been around for a while. Kristen's worked there for 5 years.
Yeah.
And Lisa is not really the kind of person to like... take a chance on a dishwasher. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I have
and
no
let
idea.
Him own the business with her. She's lying.
It must literally be like 17 years ago.
Yes.
Because also it's like he would not have been a dishwasher when he was 38 years old, in my opinion.
There are definitely 38-year-old dishwashers.
No, of course, but I just feel like that guy.
I don't understand the trajectory of his life.
It wouldn't make sense.
It is such an amazing... It's a truly unbelievable story.
It's truly unbelievable.
If 7 or 8 years ago he was a dishwasher and now he is an owner of Sexy Unique Restaurant, and he just got gifted a brand new Mercedes from his beautiful French wife.
Also, Natalie looked so hot. She's wearing this like beautiful leopard dress. She's so pretty.
That was just...
I don't know about that. But if it is true... Watch this space. I'm going to be doing things you could not possibly fucking imagine in 7 to 8 years.
I'm starting at server, if you can believe.
Yeah, so you already have a leg up.
You're the most famous person alive.
Yes, we got to find you a Lisa. And then everyone parties, and there's a girl sitting on the bar with a lampshade over her head, and a light is on inside of the lampshade, which must be so fucking annoying. So bright in there for her
bright
eyes.
Bright and hot.
Yeah. Natalie and Lisa run into Jax and they're like, Natalie immediately is like, I thought you were supposed to be topless.
Yeah, because he is.
He is supposed to be topless.
Practically everyone is.
And Jax explains that he is not doing well and he tells them about the lump.
Yeah, but he goes, I meant to talk to you guys. I can't do that. I'm not doing well.
Once again, as I said before, this is when it comes back into play. The lump is not visible to the naked eye.
No, you can't see it.
This is why it's like actually so dangerous for him to be able to victimize himself. But
I know.
So then Lisa's basically like, it's probably nothing. Like, don't worry about it. And Jack says the reason that he didn't want to take his shirt off is because Stassi has been being so mean to him. He says that is the reason.
I know.
Is that what are you fucking talking about?
What do you mean? First of all, she doesn't have anything to do with it. No, she's not bullying you about the way the lump looks. No. It's not like she's coming after, like seeking you out, coming after you.
You invited her over to your house and then she threw out all of the literally like dangerous supplements that you're taking.
You invited her over, told her that the lump was probably from the supplements as you were drinking the supplements. And then she threw them away and got a little annoyed with you, got mad at you for your loser medication.
Yes. Lisa then tells Stassi to be nice to Jax. Pissing me off.
Me too.
Pissing. PMO, PMO, PMO.
PMO, PMO. Seriously, PMO.
And Stassi is basically like, well, do you remember when he was so fucking rude to me all last summer being absolutely evil?
Yeah.
Which has kind of nothing to do with this, but it is funny. And I'm like, yeah, she has no... She doesn't need to be nice to him.
Well, I wish she would like bring it home and be like, well, remember how he's a massive liar?
Yes.
How he's a crazy liar who manipulates people for sympathy.
But she's not.
But instead she's like, remember he was mean to me?
Yeah. Yeah, girl.
You're almost there.
You're so close. And then basically Stassi is like, I do care about him. And Lisa is like, you just need to have some sympathy for him.
Yeah.
And Stassi kind of comes around and it's like, okay, well now I feel bad.
Stassi asks Jax, wow, tongue twister, to talk in the alley. And she basically wants to apologize for treating him badly, making him feel bad.
Yes.
Because she knows he's genuinely really, really scared.
Don't me mad.
I know. Well, the thing is, like, I don't know. I mean, he is kind of like dumb enough to buy into his own delusions. Like, I feel like there is some seed of him that is like, I probably do have cancer. But I also think he is... obviously, I don't even think it, I know it, like being manipulative and using this for sympathy. But she does apologize.
Yeah.
She issues like a real and genuine apology. He says something stupid. What does he say? Because she says something dumb.
So she asks if he's heard anything from the doctors, and he says he called. This is another one of his fucking dumb ass things that he says, where he's like, I called today and I asked if it was cancer, and they told me they couldn't tell me it isn't cancer. And he made it seem like them saying
that they don't know yet means that he does have cancer.
And it's like, no, you just called before your results are ready.
Yeah, he obviously literally said like, doc, can you at least tell me it isn't cancer? No, they don't know.
They don't know. They can't tell you anything.
They can't tell you if it's the supplements. They can't tell you if it's cancer. They can't tell you anything at all. They don't have the results of the test. And then he was like, yeah, I'm just like, I don't know. I think I'm just going to like drink my pain away.
He's like, I'm going to try to numb it with alcohol.
And Stassi is like, well, that's a dumb fucking idea. Because you just got this lump from supplements and from all of this shit. So
just
you shouldn't
like,
drink
treat
it
your
away.
Body well.
She was like, try and be
have
healthy.
A fucking salad and drink a glass of water.
Literally. Well, not even this. Like, literally just have some water.
Have a solid meal that isn't a protein shake.
Yes.
I would say
anything. Eat some of Tom Schwartz's mac and chisel.
Literally.
And she's like, try being healthy. Just literally try being healthy. Yes. And he goes, I tried being healthy. That's what got me here.
And that's just so not true.
That is just deeply, deeply untrue. And she is like, you are stupid. You are literally dumb.
When she says like, don't drink alcohol, he literally tries to say like, who cares? He is acting like he is getting sent off to die.
He is acting like he is going to die tomorrow.
He is acting like he got a death sentence.
Yes. He is literally
crazy how he's acting.
He literally is like, who cares if I kill myself with alcohol? He doesn't say that, but that's his exact attitude.
Yeah. He's like, who cares? It's all fucking over for me anyway. You have a lump in your boob from all the steroids that you take and it will be okay.
And Lisa was spot on with it when he was like, I have a lump. And she goes, oh, a fatty deposit.
Literally.
Yes.
So yeah.
That is what you have.
Yes.
From all your steroids. That's what you have.
Yes.
He basically is like, stop putting me down. You put me down at every chance you get. Like, you're so mean to me. You're vicious. You're heartless. And she was like, oh my God, I was just trying to apologize to you.
And you are bait. She did get mad at him, but it's like, you're baiting her by saying things like, well, I'm just going to numb my pain with alcohol.
Yes.
She's going to get mad at you when you say things like that.
Yeah.
Because you're being fucking stupid.
You're being really dumb. And well, also she's the only one who doesn't fall for these tricks.
Yes.
Which is why he gets so upset.
Yes.
Which is why he does what he does right now, which is absolutely flip a switch, turn off, shut down towards her.
I wanted to wring his fucking neck through the camera.
I wish. I really hope that you guys are watching. She's like, okay, well, I just wanted his to make sure you were okay. His face goes fully slapped. He literally goes, thank you. And she was like, is everything like
it's
okay?
So manipulative. Goes, it's crazy.
He goes, yeah, everything's fine. Thank you for apologizing.
Oh my God. It pisses me off so bad because I know we all have interacted with a man who's done that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not since like middle school or high school, but I have. And it's so fucking annoying.
It's so annoying. But he truly has like turned it off. Like he's really not into her anymore.
Yes.
He's over it. And that, I mean, I guess that's sort of the end of the episode. Yeah, it's like a serious breaking point in their relationship.
He says that the health scare has made him realize that he doesn't want to be with Stassi.
Yes. That's like the main thing
and
that he's learned from the
health
scare.
Then she walks away and the last thing we see is literally a shot of him dead fucking eyed, like looking so fucking empty. It's
I
crazy.
Hate when he turns off like that. It's, no, so, it's scary. So scary. It's like scarier than when he gets riled up. It's
so really
scary. Weird. He is such a weird guy. I know he does that still.
Well, I
know he's probably turned off at most times, like when the camera isn't on him, he's just like staring out into the distance at nothing.
Oh my God, he's
dead eyed
so
and slack jawed.
Okay, well, my fucking villain is obviously Jax.
My villain is 100%
Jax. And my hero
Jax.
Is Stassi for throwing out all of those damn supplements.
Me too. Thank you, Stassi. And like, girl, you freed yourself. You didn't know that you did it, but like,
yeah.
I'm glad you did that. I'm glad that he hates you for that.
Yeah.
You don't have to put up with
so
this anymore.
I'm glad he hates you for throwing out his supplement. Thank God.
It's so literally comedic that that's
so
what
crazy.
Did it.
It's so crazy.
You can't write that.
Yeah, you can't.
This is a dramatic time for them and for us.
Yeah, things were looking actually shoddy for a second, but look, we're going to get the whole episode and we didn't even have to re-record it.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to go eat some chili. Yeah. I'm going to have my big night.
And I'm going to, I don't know, sit down for a little bit. Then I'm going to go to Williamsburg. So big night for me as well.
I'm about to take an hour long train ride and literally be like Jax shut down, disassociating on there.
Brother,
recharging.
Me too. I need to recharge on the train.
I need to recharge on the train.
Bringing my Kindle.
Me too. Have it in my bag.
Want to read something scary.
Okay, you guys.
Thank you so much for listening.
Rate, review, and subscribe. Send it to a friend.
Yeah, sign up for the Patreon.
Please.
Even though really sorry we couldn't record anything for it this week.
It's okay.
Love you. Bye.